if you would take us through the four elements of the stage fright cure.
Absolutely. Well, the first one, I want to say they're not like 1, 2, 3, 4 in order. These are elements, and so I call them elements because I don't want them to be like steps.
It's not a four-step program.
Exactly. But the first one is to get objective. One of the things to really understand at the get-go is that you don't have stage fright by random, as I mentioned earlier. It isn't like the luck of the draw. It isn't a personality flaw, even. A lot of times people have stage fright and they're thinking, oh, what's wrong with me? It isn't anything wrong with you. It's a triggered response that's happening in your system that's likely unconscious because it comes from some part of your history or your culture or your self-concept that you don't need to have conscious in your mind all the time. It just pops up when the situation arises all of a sudden, that stuff that you never think about surfaces. And so it feels like out of the blue, right? It feels like where in the heck did that come from? And so many of my clients say, I know intellectually that it's not scary. I know intellectually the audience is not out to get me. I know intellectually that I know what I'm talking about, but this response that comes from the inside, unbidden seemingly, just feels so random. But what I want to say is once we start doing the detective work around what is in your system that is prompting this response and get objective about the fact that it isn't just your personality or some flaw, it actually comes from somewhere. Then we can start to do the exploration about where does it come from?